Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, February 7th, Coffee Table Show. I am Natalie, and today I am here with Tabitha Harris. Tabitha is new to our Norton County Hospital in her position. She is head of HR and marketing, and we're very, very happy to have Tabitha here, get a chance to meet her and find out some great things that are going on with our hospital. So first things first, good morning, Tabitha. Okay, try again.
Good morning.
There she is.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm actually the HR assistant.
Assistant.
Yes.
Ah, assistant.
And marketing and PR.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here. How long have you been in your position here at the hospital?
About 2 months now.
And did you move here from somewhere else, or have you always been? Are you from Norton?
I grew up in Denver, and then I spent the last about 10, 12 years in Oregon.
Yeah.
Found a house that I fell in love with in Norcator, and here I am.
Awesome. Love that. Oregon, what beautiful country.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yes, but the people out here can't be beat.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, I'm from Phoenix, and, you know, now I go, when I go back to Phoenix, people think I'm just so weird because I'm so friendly.
Nice, yes.
Because it rubs off on you, right?
It definitely does.
We've got a wonderful community here. And so how long have you been in Norton?
About 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And did you work at the hospital the whole time, or?
No, I was doing daycare before that.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So you work at the little kiddos, and now you're at the hospital. Awesome. We're very happy to have you there. There's a lot going on at the hospital right now, right?
Yes, lots of big changes.
And so we're going to talk about some of those. Let's see. First thing we want to talk about, every so often they have the community assessment come out. And that is something that people can go online and fill out and give to the hospital that ask questions about needs and wants of our community, correct?
Yes.
And so it's really important that everybody get on there and fill that out, because the hospital uses that information to make it a better experience, a better hospital, better care for our community.
Exactly. It allows us to hear your opinion on what we need to change in our healthcare system. So not just at the hospital, but the healthcare system in general for our community, be that mental health or better education for nutrition, things like that. Whatever you think that we are lacking or that you'd like, please let us know so we can continue doing what you like and work on the things that you think need a little bit of a boost.
And how can you do that if people don't tell you, right?
Exactly.
And it's really important to get the public input. So the community health needs assessment, is that available right now?
It is. It started at the end of January, and it goes till the 23rd of this month. You can find it on our website. There's a banner at the top of our homepage on the website. You can also find it, the link on our Facebook page as well. Or you can come to the hospital and fill out a paper copy if that's
okay.
A better option for you.
Yeah, because not everybody gets on the internet, right?
Exactly.
I still know a few people who don't. So just stop at the hospital, tell them you want to be part of the community health needs assessment, and you can fill that out. So so they just participate by doing that. So what all is happening at the Norton County Hospital right now?
Well, we're doing this community health needs assessment. We're gathering that information, and we will be having a think tank that the public is welcome to attend on the 21st of March at the 4-H building. Again, you can voice your opinions in person, and we will be coming together as a community to figure out how best to implement the new plan. And I'm really excited about this community health needs assessment because of the changes that are happening at the hospital. We've got a new CEO, Kevin Fonder, who just joined us at the beginning of January. And he really wants to take this information and do something better with our hospital and with our community and our healthcare system to improve it. So there's going to be lots of big changes coming through.
We've always had great leaders from at our Norton County Hospital.
Yes.
Always had great leaders. But now we've got some new leaders, and they want to do some new things and get more involved. The new CEO, I'm sure one reason he wants to get involved, too, is to get to know the community better.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, what a better way to do that than to have the meeting that you're going to be having at the 4-H building in March and to have this community assessment. Then what a better way to meet the community. And there, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to meet him also.
Agreed.
So, yeah.
And he's excited to meet everybody and hear what he can do to help.
That's nice.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, not just, you know, do it on paper or whatever. He wants to actually do something.
Yes, he does.
And that's wonderful. There's lots of different ways that people can You want to save the date, March 21st, that's the town hall meeting.
Yes.
So we want to, we'll write that down, and I'll keep this and make sure that we remind people up until the meeting. This is an open meeting, right? No registration or anything like that. Okay. This is an open meeting to go into the survey findings and to meet the new CEO, and you'll be there?
Yes.
And they can meet Tabby, too. And, you know, another thing the hospital knows is that people's time is very important to them.
Yes.
And so that's why they want to do the assessment this way, by having people fill it out, because this gives them time to sit and think about the questions and answer them in the best way possible. You know, be very serious in your answers, in your assessments, and be honest.
Please.
Even if you think that, oh, you know, this might be a little bit mean, be honest. Because how do things change, or how do things get done, right?
Right.
Unless you say what it is.
Exactly, and that's the whole climate at the hospital, is communication, open and honest communication. We can't do anything to help you unless you come to us and express your concerns.
And there's a few other things going on at the hospital, too. You guys are trying to get some stuff done to better our community. We'll talk about it. We'll have what's his name?
We're actually having Kristen Vogel come next week.
Yeah, Kristen's going to come next week. That's right. Thanks for reminding me about that. She's going to come on Valentine's Day and talk to us about a little bit of heart health.
Yes.
Because February is Heart Health Month.
Yes, it is.
So Kristen's going to come and give us some tips and let us know about how we can best take care of our hearts. So we appreciate her coming in and doing that. And then after, there's some more things that the hospital has going on. So after you guys get that done and your meetings, the new CEO is going to come in,
yes,
introduce himself, and he's going to let us know what's going on.
Yes, exactly. Kevin will be here probably sometime around next month to explain some new changes that are happening at the hospital as well.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
I think that about covers it. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's opinion, and I appreciate you taking your time to better our community.
Yeah, everybody has a voice. And, you know, you hear people complain all the time, I wish they do this, I wish they do that. This is your opportunity to make those wishes known.
Yes.
And I really, really, really hope that you get a good turnout on March 21st at the town hall meeting that's going to be taking place where?
At the 4-H building.
At the 4-H
at
building.
At 5 p.m.
At 5 p.m. What a great time. More people can attend. And so I really hope that a lot of people show up to this town hall meeting, because it's not just a meeting to have a meeting. This is really, they really, really, really want to hear from the community.
We do, and yeah. I can't push that enough.
Right. That's what I'm trying to, without saying really too many times.
Right. Really, really, really.
That's right. So, Tabitha, I'll have to say that it's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And I look forward to the future of our working relationship, and you coming in and talking to us more about things that are going on at the hospital. I want you to know that you have an open invitation to come in and talk to us about different things that you guys got going on.
Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate that.
All right. And once again, the meeting is taking place on March 21st at the 4-H building at 5 p.m. It's a town hall meeting. Please, if you have the time, stop in at that meeting and meet Tabitha, meet the new CEO, and let them know how you feel about things.
Yes, and please fill out the survey before then. The end date for that is the 23rd of this month.
Okay, because they'll be talking about the results from the survey, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, you want to have your voice heard? Then get that survey filled out. What is, do you know offhand what the web address is for the hospital?
It's ntcohosp.com.
All right, and they can also call you?
Yes, please.
And what's your phone number?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but it's right there.
I have it in front of me. I was just giving you a chance. I understand you're new, right?
Yes.
And numbers anymore. Who remembers numbers, right?
Not me.
You open your phone and click. Yeah. Okay, so you can call Tabitha at 785-874-2246 if you have any questions. If you can't figure out how to get a hold of the survey, Tabitha can help you with that too, guide you through that, or tell you who to see at the hospital to pick up that survey.
Definitely.
Once again, it doesn't all have to be online. You can also stop at the hospital and pick up a paper survey. The old-fashioned way, but it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Tabitha, thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us. I know this is your first time coming in here. I'm going to have you in so many times, you're going to be able to take over for me someday down here. So
I've got enough jobs, girl.
Yeah, leave me alone. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming in. Please fill out these surveys, and don't forget about the meeting on March 21st at the 4-H building at 5 o'clock. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody tuning in to our coffee table show this morning. Don't forget, next week we will have Kristen here to talk about heart health. This is going to be a very important show. She's going to let us know the great ways we can take care of our hearts and our bodies and maybe live a longer, better life, right?
Exactly.
And it's Valentine's Day. What a great day to talk about how to take care of your heart.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. Remember, it's going to be windy all day long. Put those rocks in your pockets so you don't blow away. And have a great day. And don't forget about Mandy and I tomorrow for Party Line, same time, same place.